Hey, you guys. This right here is my Tomes of Terror show where I review books. Okay, so this is what happens when I take recommendations from people. I think it was during maybe one of our sidetrack shows that I brought up a book that I reviewed a while back, which I liked very much, called Tender Is the Flesh. Which is, essentially about a future. It's a fable of a future where humans can't eat animals anymore, so they essentially start breeding a certain type of human to be slaughtered for meat, and it goes like way into the slaughtering process. So while I was mentioning that book, somebody in the comments, don't remember who it is, but you know who you are, I'm sure, recommended, hey, if you want a really gross ass book or like a really disturbing book, why don't you read this one right here? This book is called Cows by Matthew Stucco. I'm not really sure how you pronounce his last name, so I'm sorry about that. So I noticed that this book was on Kindle Unlimited for free, like you could read it for free, and I was like, what the hell? We'll give it a whirl. I like some gross shit. Okay. Now, this was a good book, but I'm gonna tell you right now, this is one of those books. This is gotta be, I mean, if not the most disgusting thing I've ever read, it's definitely up there, like in the top. 'Cause I've read some gross shit. I'm not generally into, like, I like extreme fiction, but I don't know. I kind of feel like sometimes there's a very fine line with extreme fiction, at least for me, where look, are you trying to like say something with all of this, going all of this way, like, breaking all these boundaries and stuff like that? Are you trying to say something with it, or are you just trying to like be shocking for attention or be shocking for shocking's sake? Which that, you know what I mean? So it's a very, very fine line, and I think that everybody's line for that will be different. I definitely do think this book had something to say. And the fact that it was so revolting and was meant to be revolting did actually like sort of like feed into the plot to some extent, and like feed into the theme of it. Some people did not think that. If you go to the Goodreads page, actually a lot of the view a lot of the reviews, surprisingly, are like really, really good. But then, there's some that are just like 1 or 2 stars that are just like, nope. You know what I mean? And what was the point of this? It was just like filthy and disgusting. With no purpose. I don't think that it was for no purpose. I have read some stuff before that was just like shocking or gross, like just to be shocking and gross, like it didn't really mean anything. And I don't think that's the case here. That said, this book is definitely not for everyone. In fact, this book is probably for less than 1% of people. I mean, because this shit was nasty. And I don't mind, for some reason, I'm not bothered by, like, extreme fiction, transgressive fiction, whatever you want to call it. I'm not bothered at all by gore in the sense of, just evisceration. I'm not grossed out by reading about that at all. I'm not generally grossed out by seeing it, like in movies, if it's fake, obviously. Actually, yeah, I can watch real surgeries and stuff like that. But I am grossed out by anything having to do with poop. And anything having to do with vomit, and to a lesser extent, stuff having to do with like pee, particularly people eating it. So, this book has a lot of that, okay? So, know that going in. I mean, that's not the only thing that it has. It has like a lot of gore, slaughterhouse type stuff too, but there's a lot of shit eating and just grungy, yucky crap in general, bestiality. Let's see, what else? Baby killing, like self-abortion. What else is in there? There's just everything, okay? Just everything. All the trigger warnings for everything. Rape, yeah. Everything is in this book. So please don't say that I didn't warn you because, yeah, this is gross. And honestly, I had to like skim through some of the stuff because this did like make me gag like several times. Like I said, mostly the shit eating, which. My imagination is too vivid to like read stuff like that because I can just picture it, I could smell it, and I'm just kind of like, no, okay. I have to like step away from the computer for a minute, like where I was reading it, because I was like, I think I might hurl. I didn't hurl when I was reading this. I think some people that I've seen reviews of it said they did actually hurl. And I'm not gonna get on your case about that, because I did kind of feel like I was gonna hurl a few times. And so I just kind of, I was like, okay, I'm just gonna skim through this section. I got it. I got the gist. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so what is this book about? This book actually came out in 1994. I believe it was his first novel. And so it's kind of like, it's pretty well known, from what I could determine, in the quote-unquote transgressive fiction, a lot of which I feel like came out in the 1990s. I feel like that was a big, like, splatterpunk kind of, because I certainly read a lot of it during that time. Although, like I said, I kind of prefer the more gory shit as opposed to, like, the poop and vomit stuff. Like, it's, you know what I mean? It's just, I don't know, it just really gets to me more than gore does. You can do all kind of shit with gore and it doesn't bother me at all, but the minute you start, like, eating poop, yep, I'm kind of out. So I'm just warning you right here, there's a really, really lot of shit eating and just disgusting. I mean, okay, I'll get into it. So so here's what the book is about, because it does actually have a story. It is about something. It's not just a cavalcade of revolting images, although it is that. But I will say that as gross as it was, I feel like it gets a little bit less gross as it goes on. I don't know if that's because I was just getting desensitized to it, which that might be the case, or if, you know, he just kind of like wanted to start out with all this fucking filth at first, and then to kind of, I don't know, weed out people that were gonna, and then kind of get to the story later. Like I said, it's gross all the way through, but I feel like it got less gross as it went on, maybe. I don't know, but it's hard for me to say. Maybe that's subjective. So this is a book. He's a British author, I believe. So the main character of this is a 25-year-old young man named Stephen. He lives in an apartment with his mother. The mother is never named. She is just called the Hag Beast. Now, this woman has, you presume, been emotionally and probably physically abusing this young man for his entire life. She is a hugely fat woman who apparently never showers, never cleans anything, never anything. I mean, this is like pretty gross, but she does like just walk around in this disgusting like house dress or something like that has like menstrual blood like crusted on the back of it. She's just like, you know what I mean? And he's like always talking about how like just she has various crusts on her. We'll say that. So one of her big things too is that she feeds him just the most disgusting food. Like she will just like slop like livers or tripe or something like that like onto a plate like rare like raw and like just make him eat it. It's almost kind of like this weird battle of wills, and he hates her obviously, but he, I guess they have like this really fucked up relationship. They just live in this filthy hole of an apartment. He also, his only friend really is his dog, who's named Dog. And this is like really, oh, there's cruelty to animals in this too, by the way. So just in case I didn't mention that, because I did give all the trigger warnings, anything you can think of is in here pretty much. So I don't know, like I'll get into some specific stuff, but pretty much anything you can think of. Hey, is this in here? Yes, it is. So Dog, is like probably the saddest character, because at some point the Hag Beast, the mom, she hates the dog obviously because she's the worst. And she threw a brick at the dog and, like, crippled its back legs. So now it can only, like, walk around, like, with its little back legs kind of trailing along behind it. So Stephen has never had a job prior to now. He basically spends his days in this filthy-ass apartment with his disgusting mother watching TV. And his big dream is he wants to live like everyone else in this, like, or at least the families that he sees on TV. So he wants the whole idealized fantasy of, you know, I want a wife who loves me and cooks for me, and I come home from work every day and she kisses me and we have a dog and children and white picket fence. He wants all of that type of stuff, but doesn't really know how to go about getting it because he is not like other people. And his mom like tells him that kind of stuff too. Those people, they're not like us and all this other stuff. So he doesn't really know how to go about it. He has another sort of friend. There's this girl named Lucy, and she lives in an apartment like upstairs. Lucy's thing, she's kind of a tragic character as well. Lucy believes that everything, like every bad thing in the world, or like evil essentially, is in physical form, like inside of people's bodies, like in these, she kind of describes it like little black rocks or something like that. So she has made it her life's work to basically like cut open or vivisect animals looking for these, you know, rocks, like, of evil, essentially. And she also, like, likes to go inside her own body, too. So there's, like, a really gross scene where her and Steven are having sex and she has, like, a rectal probe, like, up her butt. It's like, yeah, so it's a thing. It's a whole thing. So there's that. I don't want to get too much into it because I'm sure this video is going to get demonetized. But, because it's like, so I don't want to, like, explain it too much, but, I mean, it is going to come out. So, yeah. So she's, like, kind of obsessed with that. And because she's the essentially the only girl that Steven knows, he's got it in his mind, well, he's going to marry her and we're going to have children and everything's going to be beautiful and happy and everything like that. So he ends up getting a job at a slaughterhouse, of course, and he's originally put like at the end of the line. Now, the guy that runs the slaughterhouse is named Cripps, and he is just this depraved. His whole thing is you can't be a man until you've learned, like, just to kill with impunity, whether it's cows or people or whatever. So at this slaughterhouse, he pretty much, he will just, like, rape all the people that work there, and, like, nobody seems all that upset about it. Like, while somebody's working at the machine, he'll just come up and, like, you know, fucking anally rape them. And, you know, everyone's just kind of, like, okay with it. Also, he has these things where, like, at sometimes after, at the end of the day, like, some of the other workers will come there and they will bring in a cow, like, into the, on the killing floor, and they will, like, shoot it through, full of holes, and then all of them will, like, rape the holes, and then, like, one guy, like, likes to have the cow shit on him, like, he gets off on that. So it's a whole thing, like I said. So there's cow rape, there's all kind of crazy shit. So, at some point, Steven sort of, even though this kind of, like, grosses him out, but he's also kind of like, well, maybe Cripps is right. Like, maybe I do have to, like, kill, like, man up to get what I want. So he starts to think, well, I need to kill my mother, so that, you know, I can have the life that I want. So he initially tries to start doing it subtly, by poisoning her, by essentially shitting on a plate and making her eat it, or like asking her to eat it. Now, again, because there's this weird relationship between the two of them, she knows what he's trying to do, so she's just like, well, I'm just gonna eat it then. So then they're both like, eat it. So that sequence is like really, even like just thinking about it and like talking about it, is making me kind of nauseated. So let's move on. But yeah, so after a while, he kind of realizes that, well, she's on to me, it's not working fast enough, like, she's not getting sick enough. So he decides he's going to have to take a more direct route, so he ends up doing that. So he does actually end up killing his mom and getting Lucy to move into the apartment with him. And they actually, for a little while, they actually do clean up the apartment. He has the job at the slaughterhouse still, but I think, like, for a while, like, he doesn't go back. So it looks as though Cripps, the guy at the slaughterhouse, was right. He's like, oh, well, I'm a man now. Like, I killed my mother. I got her out of the way. And now I have, like, this idyllic life because now they have this apartment. Now he has a wife. His wife gets pregnant. And, you know, and so there's, well, they don't get married, but you know what I mean. And then he's like, so we're going to have this perfect life, just like the people on TV, even though obviously he is very damaged. Lucy is very damaged. And you know it's not going to end well. Now, into this, there is also an element of, because I haven't got into this yet, about the cows. Into this comes an element of magical realism. Because while he is at the slaughterhouse, he gets he hears like a voice like talking to him from like underneath like this, a drain or something like that. And down there is a cow, a Guernsey, and it can talk. And he basically says, hey, we're like a group of cows that escaped from this slaughterhouse. And we witnessed like all of the cruelties that Cripps, you know, kind of inflicted on our people, you know, on the other cows. And we want to kill him and we want you to help us. So, so Steven then gets sort of, you know, he kind of goes and hangs out like with these cows and they live like underneath the street, like in the sewers and stuff. And there's like a herd of them that live down there. And him and the Guernsey kind of like plot to like kill Cripps. And then Steven kind of gets into this thing too where it's almost kind of like the cows are better than the humans, but then like they're also kind of like savage and degenerating just like the humans are. And then there's like this power struggle between Steven, the human, and the cow, the Guernsey, who, you know, the Guernsey says, you know, the cows, we should live free down here and we should brutalize humans the way they've brutalized us all this time. And, you know, and so Steven kind of wants to take over like the cow herd. But then the Guernsey was like, well, no, you're a human. This isn't your place and stuff like that. So there's kind of like a weird like power struggle going on down there with the cows as well. So as I mentioned, so there is kind of like, there is an underlying point or there is an underlying theme to the story, in the sense of, you know, what I took from it at least was, to what extent does violence or power, is it predicated on brutalizing others? So there is like a lot of that going on in there. So I do think there's a point to all the filth and disgustingness. I'm not sure if there was a point to all the shit eating other than just making it as depraved as possible. And also I think that sort of made it that Steven, the character, he had lived like that for so long that was there really any, like, he was probably so damaged by all of that, like, was there any way for him ever to have a normal life? So I, in a way, I found this a kind of sad. And it's also kind of like, it's kind of funny too, but like in that weird, like, blackly humorous, like, dry British way. But so I don't know, because the humor is like very, very subtle. And I think like a lot of Americans, if they read it, wouldn't really necessarily think it was funny. But I don't know. I think I have more of like an appreciation for like that kind of dry British humor. So to me, it's not laugh out loud funny, but it was kind of like droll funny, if you want to like say it like that. But as I said, I also kind of found it like a really tragic story because of the way that this young man has been brought up. You know, he really doesn't have a chance of having like a regular life just because of all this, like his life is just essentially one big long catalog of filth and depravity. And would there be any way to get out of that? And it's kind of sad too, because he's also very vulnerable and he's open to like all these people like Cripps who are basically like, well, you just have to like learn to kill with impunity, because he does end up killing, you know, not only cows, but he ends up killing people as well. You know, to get power. And, you know, so he's vulnerable to falling into that kind of trap of, you know, making him seem like he has to brutalize others the way he's been brutalized. So I think that's how his story like mirrors that of the cows. So it's kind of like, gave me a little bit of an Animal Farm vibe too, I guess because of the talking cows and stuff. So, and I'm pretty sure that was deliberate. But yeah, so as I mentioned, if you are at all squeamish about anything, please, please do not read this. I can't like recommend it to anybody just like across the board, obviously. But if you're into kind of more extreme fiction, transgressive fiction, and you don't mind just a pretty much constant, I mean, it's not a long book, it's probably only about 200 pages, but it's just like a constant disgusting, just every, like I said, everything is in this. There's not only shit eating, there's just vomiting, there's crusts of various kinds, there's weird sexual shit, there's bestiality, there's self-abortion, there's like knifing, like nailing babies to walls, shit like that. So this has everything in it, and I would totally understand if you didn't want to read it. And honestly, I'm not going to say I wish I didn't read it. I'm actually glad I did read it, but I will say that it is probably the most disgusting thing that I've ever read. Interestingly, I was watching, I found this new book reviewing channel the other day, and he did a series, I can't remember what his name is, but he did a series of the most disturbing books that he'd ever read, which is not necessarily like disgusting, but so he'd done like a long-term series of that. But he did do, and I watched a video that he did earlier today, of the most disgusting books, as in viscerally disgusting, like this. And I was very interested. He did like a top 10. This wasn't even in the top 10. It was in like the honorable mentions. So So this isn't the most disgusting book ever written by a long shot. I've read a couple grosser things than this, but I will say that this was easily, easily one of the grossest things that I've ever read. I mean, really, really gross. So if that sounds like a fun time to you, then by all means, pick it up and give it a read. It is kind of like a, like I said, sort of a minor classic in the realms of extreme fiction. So if you feel like you have to read it, just know going in that, yeah, it's rough. You know, it's pretty rough, and that's a lot coming from me, because I can deal with a lot, but this one, I was kind of, a couple times I was like, ah, oh. You know what I mean? I was just like, man, I don't know if I can finish this. But I did want to finish it, because I wanted to see where it was going, especially once the talking cows were introduced. I was kind of like, oh, okay, this is, now I'm intrigued. Let's see what's going on with that. So I was compelled to like finish it. I never wanted to like just be like, fuck no, I don't want to. I did kind of think about it vaguely, like toward the beginning, because I'm like, oh my God, is this like all leading up to something? It's like, I think I'm going to barf. But like I said, once the talking cows got introduced, I kind of got more interested in it. But yeah, so if you want to read it, you know, obviously you can order the paperback, or if you have Kindle Unlimited like I do, you can read it on there for free, or at least you could as of this recording. So if you've read it, and I know one of you has, because one of you recommended it, so thanks, I guess. I'm not really sure. It was a good book, but yeah, it's pretty sick. But yeah, so if you've read it, let me know what you think about it in the comments, what you think about this type of extreme fiction in general. Like I said, I don't mind it, but there's a fine line between, you know, I'm being like disgusting, like to make a point, or I'm just being disgusting because I'm an edgelord and I want to make everybody uncomfortable, for attention or whatever. So, you know, kind of let me know where you fall on that spectrum, because that's something that I'm actually kind of interested in. So yeah, that will do it for this Tomes of Terror, and I will see you guys on the next one. Bye.